Each Wednesday, we talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. He joins us as always. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm struggling, though. At some stage in the future, I'm going to need to search for something on the internet, and I might not be able to Google it.
Could you imagine if we didn't have Google? I mean, it almost is a reality in a sense that Google's essentially threatening to pull search from Australia if particular legislation goes through, and that could mean we have to use Microsoft's Bing. We might need to go back to Ask Jeeves. I mean, it's pretty scary stuff.
We'll go back to Netscape. What was that back in the day?
and Yahoo.
There you go. Yeah, actually, I think they'd probably be happy for us to do that. So can you break it down for the uninitiated? Why are Google threatening to basically prevent us from being able to ever find anything on the internet ever again?
Absolutely. So essentially, news organisations, and particularly traditional news organisations, having to work mostly online. I mean, you had traditional print and things like that, which worked well for them in those times.
Yep.
But when you go online, you're relying on people to come to your website and read your news and consume ads that are on their websites. Now, the way that we discover news at the moment is usually through Googling. We might go into Google, type in COVID-19, and get our latest news from there. But what we do when we Google search is we get presented with a huge list of links. We click on the link that sounds the most interesting, and it takes us to that website. Now, what news organizations are saying is that because we are presented with so much choice when we search, it actually means that less people go direct to their websites. So they would like Google to pay them whenever they show one of those news websites in their search results, which doesn't make a lot of sense when Google doesn't charge to be in search results. They are purely just showing what comes up when you search for something.
So what the news organisations are suggesting, I mean, the same could be said of banana growers or bus companies. You know, we're not necessarily going to go straight to their website. We're going to Google it and we're going to make a choice from that point. So what's going to stop everybody from deciding to charge Google?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about when I want to go on holiday somewhere, I type in accommodation in Newcastle, for example, and I get these search results. Imagine if you either had to A, pay to be there, or B, you received money every time you showed up. It doesn't quite make sense. And I think Google would probably go broke as a business if they had to pay everybody to show them in a search result.
So a lot of people use other facilities from Google, Gmail being a shining example. Are they threatening to take that away from us? Because that could actually bring society as we know it to a crashing halt.
Look, that would send us all kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
No, that one is looking to be okay. I think the problem is that if you take the component of search away from consumers, search is embedded inside Google Maps. It's embedded in Gmail. So what happens when you can't search within your Gmail?
Yeah.
It does have a rolling effect.
So have you tried some of the alternatives? I must admit, I get Bing inflicted on me on one particular computer from time to time, and there's another one called DuckDuckGo. Are they any different to Google?
They are different in that if you search the same thing on both of them, you actually do get presented with different results.
Really?
And the reason most of us tend to gravitate towards Google is because we get the most relevant results to our search, whether that's based on where we're located or it's based on previous searches that we've put in. Google's quite good at tailoring to you. So I think if we did have to switch, we'd get used to it, and I'm sure Bing would have to get better. But at what point would then Bing have to start paying those news organizations to show up in their search results too? So, you know, who else has to start paying if Google has to?
Well, and wouldn't Google be making that argument as if you make us pay, everybody else should have to pay because that's the marketplace and this is the marketplace that you've created, and they're all going to say, well, we're just not going to pay it.
Absolutely. And look, the truth is our smaller news organizations, especially independent ones, are praying that this does not happen because they're happy that they get shown up in search results. They absolutely love the amount of traffic that they do receive when somebody does Google search things. So if we care about independent media or independent journalism, this absolutely should not be happening.
So interesting times and a funny place that we're probably going to get to eventually. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for your advice.
Thanks for having me.